the purpose is not that you should be able to know what the halacha is in every situation. So we're not going to go into great, great detail. But you should know what the parameters are, what to ask a shayla, and where there's a shayla, whatever. So with that said, these halachas have to do with the following: spills, liquids onto solids, or solids onto or liquids onto liquids, into liquids. There are three possibilities. Two of them are basically the same. You have something not kosher, not kosher soup that pours into something kosher, or into a kli that's kosher, either into food or into an empty kli. And then you have possibility of milchiks into fleishiks, or fleishiks into milchiks, that's all the same thing. Or something hot pariv that pours onto milchiks, fleishiks, together, whatever. We'll see, those are the possibilities. We learned already that hot liquids, when they're poured over something from a kli rishon, this is only if it's poured from a kli rishon, meaning something that was on the fire, even though right now it's off the fire. And for many things, water that comes out of the spigot has a din of a kli rishon, because it's basically eerie kli rishon. It's basically coming from the dud, which is a kli rishon al ha'esh. And it, what's it called, is still Yad Soled Espo. So that's a din of Irui. Irui means pouring from a kli rishon onto something. And we learned already that that has the power to cook kedei klipa, right? A small, thin amount, what's it called, on the surface of the thing, whether it's food or it's a kli. It absorbs the taste of the thing that pours into a small area of, on the surface of the kli or the food. Okay. So therefore, with all of that said, right? So therefore, if it's not a kli rishon, or it's not yatzal letisbo, right? Then these halachas don't apply. It has to be eerie from a kli rishon, and it's yatzal letisbo. Okay. Here are the different cases. I'm going to read you what he says and then explain a little bit. First case. We're going to use the example of milk over meat, even though it could be the opposite. It could be soup over milk. But hot milk over something fleishig, or a kli that's fleishig, we'll see. Okay, hot milk poured into a meat dish. Okay? So hot milk poured from a kli rishon into a benyomo meat dish. Okay? So what you have now is you have a pot that you boiled milk, and by mistake you poured the boiled milk into a fleishik or bowl. Okay. A fleishik or bowl that's benyomo, that was used for hot soup within 24 hours.
But it's empty now.
It's empty now. Right. Instead of pouring into your milk sugar bowl, you pour it into a flesh sugar bowl. Okay? So basically what happens is now the taste of the milk is absorbed into the bowl, to kedei klipa, and now you have basar b'cholov, because the taste of the meat is still a binyomo in the bowl, and the taste of the milk now goes into it, so the bowl is also has to be kashered, if it can be kashered. Okay. And the milk is awesome because it absorbed meat taste from the bowl. So the bowl is awesome because it absorbed milk taste into a fleishig bowl. And the milk is awesome because it absorbed meat taste into the milk. So you have to throw away the milk and kasher the bowl. Okay, first case. Next. Water poured from a non-kosher pot. Okay, you have a something not kosher, and you pour water or anything not kosher also into, okay, from a non-kosher pot. If hot water is poured from a benyomo non-kosher pot, okay, so we're talking about not the non-kosher stuff being poured, because it doesn't make a difference then if it's benyomo or not benyomo. We're talking about a pot that was used for treif, Okay? You're, what's it called, at work, and you have a pot that's mamish treif. Okay? It's used for basar chol, for not kosher meat, whatever. And right now it's clean, but it was used for hot fleishiks within 24 hours. And you have water, hot water in it now. Okay? And you poured from that into a kosher cup. You want to make yourself coffee. So you took a not kosher pot that was used within 24 hours for things that weren't kosher, and you made hot water in there. So the hot water now has the tam of the not kosher food in it. And you poured it into a kosher cup. Doesn't make a difference. Milchik, fleishik, whatever. Right? So the water is osur because it absorbed from the non-kosher pot, so it's not kosher. And the cup needs to be kosher because you poured non-kosher liquid into a kosher cup. It absorbed kadei klipa into the cup. The cup needs to be kosher. Okay? So far, not too complicated. Next. Water poured from a clean utensil of one type into a utensil of the other type. Okay. You have a, what's it called, a benyomo. So again, this is all talking where the both kalim were used within 24 hours for hot of that thing. You have a pot that was used within 24 hours for hot milk. Okay. You boiled milk in that pot. And within 24 hours. Then you cleaned out the milk and you filled it with water. You boiled water in that pot. You want to use the water now for who knows what. Okay. So you have water that was boiled in a milchika pot that was used within 24 hours for hot milchiks. And you pour that water now into a fleishika bowl. You wanted to make hot cereal. You thought you were pouring it into a milchika bowl. By mistake, you poured it into a fleishika bowl. So what transpired is hot water that was cooked in a milchika benyomo pot poured now into a fleishika bowl that also was a benyomo, used for hot soup, fleishika soup within 24 hours. Now, really what should be, we've learned enough about this, that shouldn't be a problem. Because that's called not bar not. There's no real fleishiks here. Right, it's just that what's it called, the it's pariv that has a tam of fleishik because it was cooked in that pot, and now that tam you want to go into something else, into the milchiga bowl. Really, it shouldn't be a problem, but there's a Ramo who says there is a problem for whatever reason. It's not clear why it's like that. So lichatchila, you should kasher the fleishik bowl, okay, and the what's it called. The water now lechora shouldn't be osir because it's just not barnat of hetera. It absorbed meat taste, but it only a secondary taste. Now that you put it into the milchike pot, it doesn't become osir. But the ma'aser, for whatever reason, the halach is like this: lechatchila, you have to kasher the bowl. Okay. And if you can't kasher the bowl for whatever reason, it's porcelain, you can't kasher it, then you can use it after 24 hours. You don't have to kasher it, you can use it after 24 hours. So again, you have a benyomo. If either of the things were not benyomo, either the pot or the bowl, there's no problem at all. You don't have to kasher anything, even the chatchila. But if both of them were benyomo, the pot, the milchika pot, where you boiled water, poured the water into a fleishika bowl, clean bowl, lechatchila you have to kasher the bowl. But the evidence, if you can't kasher the bowl for whatever reason, or it involves a tremendous loss if you'd have to kasher it or whatever, then the what's it called, everything is okay after 24 hours. Okay. Next, water poured from or into a not clean meat or milk pot. Okay? You poured boiling water that was made together with meat, the sheirios of meat. You didn't clean the pot. And you boiled water in it. So now the water is boiled together with meat, or leftovers of meat, or whatever. And you poured that into a clean dairy bowl. Okay? So now the water didn't only absorb meat taste from the kli, which is not barnat, it absorbed meat taste from meat, from the dirty meat leftovers in the pot. And the halacha is the bowl has to be kosher, because basically the hot water that was poured in was basically fleishig. You poured it into a milchika bowl, it absorbed some milk, some meat taste. So the bowl has to be kashered. Okay. Next case. Water poured from a par of a pot onto meat and dairy dishes. This is something that happens, and here you should know there is a problem. For various reasons. Even though on the surface it seems it shouldn't be a problem, but it is. Like this. You have hot water, part of a water. And the ideal case is you turn on the spigot of the sink, and by mistake, in the sink you put milchik and fleishik dishes, even if they're clean. Even if they're clean dishes. Surely if they have leftovers of milk and meat in each separate dish. Okay, so you have a milchik bowl and a fleishik bowl in the sink at the same time, and you pour hot water over both of them at the same time. Hot water hits both of them. We're afraid that the taste from the milchik and fleishik went directly one to the other through the water. Really, it should be like not barnat, really, that if you just poured from one into the other, wouldn't be a problem, right? But here, even if they were clean, if they weren't clean, it's a bigger problem. But even if they were clean, completely clean, okay, but they were a ben yomo. They were used for hot milchiks or fleishiks, both of them, within 24 hours. If they weren't, there's no problem. Should do it, but it's not a problem. But if they both were a ben yomo, right, or if even one was a ben yomo, then the one that was a ben yomo prohibits the other one. If they're both a ben yomo, they prohibit each other. So what happens is now we're afraid that the hot water, right, made the taste go from the milchiks to the fleishiks, and the fleishiks to the milchiks directly, and they're both osur. They both have to be kosher. So if you ever put, by mistake, that sometimes it happens, silverware, whatever, again, if it wasn't used with hot things within 24 hours, it's no problem with the other. I'm only talking where it was mamish used. You have two pots that were used with hot, one hot milk and one hot fleishika soup. Now you put them in the, and they're clean now, but they're both in the sink. And together, and you pour hot water over them, even the hot water from the spigot, because the hot water from the spigot is considered iri kli rishon, and it's yad soled espo, at least. So then, both of those pots have to be kosher. Okay.
I don't get it. The water can only hit one kli at a time.
No, pour it both of them, and we're afraid that since it poured over both of them, the water itself didn't transfer the taste, but the pots themselves, the taste from this one, went through the water into the other one. Not the water carried the taste from the other one. They're both right next to each other. You poured it over directly.
It went from one kli to the other kli.
Right, directly. Right, through the water.
So that's not already called from kli sheni?
No. Not Irui, it's the Irui Kli Rishon. At the moment that the water from the Kli Rishon touched the sides of both of these pots, it was Balea, one from one to the other. So it's not Irui Kli Rishon, it's not Irui, second Irui.
You mean there was water connecting at a moment the two Kalim?
Yeah, it went over both Kalim at the same time. The two Kalim are touching, and the water went on both of them at the exact same time. We're afraid that it made the both pots be polled into one into the other.
Okay. Does it make a difference which kalim are in the sink? Like if it's a pot or if it's a...
It depends if it was used for hot milchiks or fleishiks within 24 hours. So certain kalim you don't use with hot things, so it's no problem. But if they were, that's why I said pots. Two pots were used for mamish hot, right, hot things. It doesn't make a difference if they're clean or they're not clean. We're afraid that the tam from one went into the other through the hot water directly. Okay. Next case. You pour part of a liquid into hot meat or hot dairy. Let me give you the example that's given and why it's a problem. Your cholent is fleishik, mostly. most people, Batya, fell into slayship. And the what's it called, and it's, you see Friday night, the water has gone out. You have hot water in a, what's it called, in a kettle, in a what's it called?
Mecham,
yeah. But you want to keep that water and that kettle parath, or because you want to use it for coffee with milk, the water in that thing, the rest of it. So if you take the cholent pot, take it off the stove with intention of putting it back, right, and you have a blech, so all the conditions are there. I'm not learning Hilchos Shabbos now, but you know the conditions are that you can take it off and put it back on. You put it underneath the kettle and open the thing. It's a problem. Because we're afraid that the hot water caused a connection between the water that's left in the kettle and the water that's in the, what, and the fleishik, and that that connection made the water in the kettle fleishik. Now you can't use it with the coffee and milk anymore. You can only use it with fleishiks.
It's not the steam that causes
it. Yeah, no, two things. There's a steam that may go up, but even if there's no steam, right? Even if there's no steam, somehow you did it where there's no steam going directly into the kettle. Okay? But the fact that the water connects, it's one stream of water, right? The water that hits the fleishik could be that the water in the thing, kettle now becomes what's it called, fleishik also. Okay. So, first of all, some hold that what the case I just gave you is not a problem. Because we don't say that that the water is a connection where both waters are hot, where both things are hot. The water that's going in and the thing it's going into are hot. There we don't really say there's a problem, unless the steam that goes up directly, but if you hold down a little bit so the steam doesn't go hot directly into the thing, like we said, it could be not a problem at a different time. That's not the problem. The problem here is not the steam. Well, that's not an issue, okay? You hold the pot far enough down that by the time the steam rises, it cools off, it doesn't go into the doesn't hit the sides of the mecham or whatever. So the steam is not the problem. The problem is the connection of the water that's in the thing and the water that hits the thing. So there's a rule that tator govar, which means if you have something cold going into hot, the hot overpowers the cold. And therefore, if it's cold water that you would be putting Shabbos, you couldn't do that, right? Then it may be a problem if you pour from a cup of cold water into a cholent on Friday afternoon. Okay? So if it's cold water into hot, that's a bigger problem. That is a problem according to many opinions. If you pour hot water, like we're talking now on Shabbos, it has to be hot water, into the cholent, it's less of a problem. But even there, there are those that hold that it still transfers from the bottom to the top, and the water that's in the mecham, in the urn, is also now becomes fleishik. Okay. So the halach is basically like this. You shouldn't do it lechatchila. Okay? If you did, even if the water you poured in was cold, the remaining water is kosher. It's okay to use even with the opposite. Surely, if the water you poured in was hot. But in either case, lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. Therefore, you shouldn't do what I told you with the cholent. You shouldn't pour from a kettle or from an urn directly into the cholent if you want to use that water for milchik. What you should do is put the water into a cup, make sure that it remains hot, you know, directly. Even though now it's in a cliché, you can pour it into the cholent and put it back onto the it's not a, for Sfardim it's more of a problem, but Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos, we're not talking about Hilchos Kashrus. Hilchos Kashrus is no problem. You take the urn, put water into a fleishika cup, or a clean cup. The cup doesn't ask it. We're only talking where there's real meat. If it's just a fleishika cup, even if it's just a ben yomo, it's not a problem. So you take hot water, put it into a cup, doesn't make a difference, fleishik or milchik really, but better fleishik. Put it into a fleishik cup, and the cup you pour into the cholent, and then put the cholent back on the fire. Okay, but if you didn't do that, and you took the urn and put the hot water directly into the cholent, it doesn't affect the water in the urn, b'di'evit. The chachili shouldn't do it, b'di'evit, the water is still, you can use it for coffee and milk. Okay.
And the urn itself?
And the urn itself for sure is okay. Unless, again, the only problem you could have with the urn or the water is if the steam of the goes in. But we're talking about that's not an issue. Okay.
Side question. That means the Rav says that you can transfer water from an urn to a
klisheni, in other words, into a cup, and then you can pour it into the jar.
If it's off the fire.
What?
Only if it's off the fire.
If it's off the fire, yeah.
It's off then, the fire or off the blech. It's not the same thing.
What do you mean?
So you take the pot off the blech, you hold it, you pick up the lid, and somebody pours the water, and then you put
it. If it's on a place on the blech where it's. Where
not
it's
directly
still
on the fire. You have four burners, and one burner is on. So you move it away from the actual flame to one of the other burners that isn't. It's still on the blech.
Is that place still hot?
Yeah, I mean, it would.
If that place is still Yad Soledes, but it's called still on the fire.
Okay, so you can move it.
You can move it to a place where it's not Yad Soledes, yeah.
Okay.
And then move it back up. Okay. The same thing as taking it off and holding it and putting it. Okay. 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 Okay, pouring water from a power of a pot into a clean meat or dairy is not a problem. It doesn't affect anything. The water in the that remains inside the, let's say you have a kettle, the power of a kettle, and you want to pour into a fleishika clean, even benyomo glass, or cup, or whatever, or bowl, that's no problem. What's left in the power of the thing is power of, and you're allowed to do that even the chatchila, or you want to pour it into a milchika bowl, is also okay. 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 Those are pretty much the different possibilities. And so you know that if there's things that are poured over whatever, there are cases where you're going to have to kasher the kelim, cases where the chatchila you shouldn't do it, but you wouldn't have to kasher the kelim, and cases where the food that's left in the one that you poured could be osur also. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we say if you're pouring in a hot liquid, let's say water, but it was in a benyomet keli?
Yeah.
And you're pouring into an also benyomet keli. In that case, we said that
that's not a problem.
Water is not hot water.
No, because that's for sure not barnat. That's a case of lechatchila, maybe shouldn't do it, but it doesn't answer anything, because the water that was cooked in a, what's it called, a fleishika pot, right, is a part of a thing that was cooked in a fleishika pot. It's not, doesn't have a din of fleishiks to impart taste into something else. So now if you pour it into a milchika, clean milchika keli, that's a ben yomo, it's not going to answer it.
Okay.
That's not barnat.
Let's say the case, the first case of
yeah.
Okay. It was definitely milk.
Not water. That was milk.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Why do we take in consideration? And that we, it was only kedei klipa that.
Right. So you can't kasher the kli, just the kedei klipa.
Here, the whatever liquid there was, why do we consider it that it's going to be vato? Let's say whatever kedei klipa is in the pot, the receiving pot.
Why should it be mevatel? Because never shishim connected the cleep of a whole thing.
You're
is not
pouring liquid into a pot that or something that doesn't have anything in it. It's only
But the cleep of the whole pot is not shishim. There's not 60 times.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
There's can't be a calculation.
That's what you want to hear. You just heard it. That's what you want to hear. You heard it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The in the case where it's not barnat, that the chachila shouldn't be used. Let's say water is boiled in a milchik kli ben yomo, and put into a fleishik kli.
Right.
So what if it wasn't mamish iroi, but let's say Feshikli was sitting on the counter and the hot water spilled and rolled into it from the side?
Water?
Yeah, so that the same case. So instead of iroi...
Yeah, it's iroi on the side.
Okay, that's...
So, same thing.
Okay.
I mean, if it's inside or on the outside, the mice was iroi. If it went on the counter first and then hit the pot, then it's not easily creation anymore.